It's time for our Players of the Game segment. And first up, Defensive Player of the Game, brought to you by Curtin Roblin My of My Oil Operations. Let's rejoin Scott Blusewicz down on the sideline. Scott?
Thanks, Murphy. Hank, you had another big game. This was somewhat of a different challenge than what you faced against Coppell based on the type of athletes and the fact that it's a district opener. It's on Thursday night, all sorts of different things about this game. What were your thoughts going into the game in terms of what you guys wanted to do out there?
We were mentally prepped, and well, first of all, before the earlier week, we came in with a different game plan, and then Cody ended up getting hurt, so I had to move back. So we put on some new things at the end and late, and so we were just trying to all get focused, and we were all just making sure we could shut down their run game, their option game, because they're a big option team, and so that was our main concern. So we just came in to just make sure we could run to the ball and just make sure we get to the right places. So,
assess your unit's ability to shut down the big play, because it looked like they had some big runs both on offense and also on the kick return there.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, there's a couple of bad calls because there's a lot of holding and tackle. I'm not going to blame it on that, though. It's just, I mean, sometimes we just got dragged, pulled in, and, like, they just bounced it outside. And, I mean, the running back was pretty good. So, I mean, like, we just didn't get a hand on him, but luckily we caught up with him. So, I mean, we tried our hardest.
You were shaken up late in that third quarter. It looked like you were kind of smiling as you were coming off the field. Give us an update on your status.
Well, it was just a tweak in my ankle. I thought it was a little worse because it kind of felt like it was swelling, and I just didn't want to play on it anymore, like, because I didn't want to make it any worse for the rest of the season. Then I ended up getting off the field, and I tried to put on some weight and didn't feel anything. So, I mean, I'm good. I'm good for the next game.
Well, congratulations. Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.
We continue with our Players of the Game portion of our post-game show. Our Players of the Game are brought to you by Curtin Roblin My of My Oil Operations. They're proud to support these 2008 Highland Park Scots. And let's go back down onto the turf, and here is our Scott Blusewicz with our Player of the Game.
Thanks, Russell. Chris Colandro, you are sort of the anchor of this offensive line, the only returning starter from last year. How have you guys gelled so quickly this season? It seems like you're giving Luke all the time he wants and opening up big holes for all the running backs.
Right. I think it's because a lot of the guys know each other, and we're really good friends. And I also think it's all part of it. It's because of Coach Wells and Coach Farnsley, like, probably one of the best O-line coaches in the state.
Do you look at your role as both the center and the lone returning starter as a leadership-type role on that unit?
No, I just think of myself as a center and a leader of the offense, but, you know, not the only returning starters. So,
give us a quick assessment of the quarterback play so far.
The quarterback play? You just mean the quarterback? He's doing good. He's getting the passes, and if we're given the time, he'll complete them.
All right, thanks, Chris. And speaking of that quarterback, it's Luke Woodley, the junior. In your first year starting, looks like the offense hasn't missed a beat, still scoring almost a will, it seems.
Yes, sir. We came together real well in the beginning of the season. Pre-district was great for us. We played some good teams, and it was easy for us to come together and get our offense down.
Talk a little bit about those two fade routes there in the end zone to Morgan Stringer. It seemed like you guys had the timing down, and the pass was right there and everything.
Right. Me and Morgan have been doing that since, as far as I can remember, seventh grade probably, and we decided to isolate the corner because he was playing inside press man. So, I mean, it was pretty much catch and throw, just throw the back pylon, made it easy.
After that first possession, when you didn't get a first down, what was the thought process with the offensive unit on the sidelines?
We were pretty relaxed. We made some mistakes, so we knew that it was our fault. I mean, defense didn't really shut us down. I missed through a pass, so that kind of threw us off. So we knew that next series we could come out and get a quick score.
All right, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Those are our offensive players of the game, Chris Colandro and Luke Woodley, and our players of the game brought to you by Robin and Kurt My of My Oil Operations.